Well, it's been a fabulous week at Glorious Goodwood, hasn't it? And it comes to a glorious end on Saturday with two really big races and a decent card, as you would expect. At 3:05, we've got the Nassau Stakes, the Group 1 for the fillies, and then at 3:40, we've got the Stewards' Cup. We'll start with the easier puzzle to solve, the Group 1, and I think this can be a follow-up win for Midday for Henry Cecil and Tom Queeley, who took this last year. Tom Queeley points out on his Racing UK blog that the dangers are the French fillies, and I have to agree with that. She's certainly got the beating of the home fillies, and I think Midday is going to take a world of beating, and I don't think anything's going to get near her. I make her the bet of the day to follow up on what was a good win last year. She's rated 120, and it's going to take a good one to beat her, and I don't think there's one good enough in this field. So bet of the day then, 3:05 at Glorious Goodwood. It's Midday in the Nassau Stakes. Now, the Stewards' Cup. Now, this is a difficult puzzle to solve. The margins are so small. If they run the race 10 times, they get 10 different results, in my opinion. And I had Hawkeye Ganu penciled in here as my bet, but of course missed the cut, so we have to look elsewhere. I think the Hawkeye Ganu form is very strong, and one horse that was second to Hawkeye Ganu last time out was Enact for Sir Michael Stout and Ryan Moore. And I take this as a small bet each way in what is a nightmare race of small margins. Luck plays its part, and I think that Enact is certainly worth a small each way bet. But as I say, I've not got a major view on this race and therefore won't be getting too stuck in. I do think there are a couple of other good bets on the card, mind, and not least in the 4:15, where we just have to back the Richard Hannon and Richard Hughes combination, the two-year-olds unraced, but we know here that we always follow the Hannon two-year-olds. So their horse, which I'm going to try and pronounce, which is Pausanias, I think that's how you pronounce it. Certainly look for Richard Hannon and Richard Hughes in the 4:15, and you can't go wrong. But I have had a bit of a word about one in the 4:50, and this is for Bahamian Sunset. Now, I don't normally pass on information that people give me from the yards, because 9 times out of 10, it doesn't look good. But this one looks very good. Bahamian Sunset has a mark of 77 for its handicap debut. And what is interesting is that Richard Fahey runs 2, but Paul Hannigan has opted for Bahamian Sunset as opposed to the top one. And have a look at the form of that one, Majestic Miles. It's been winning for fun. They think it's very well treated, and I have to say that it just about could be. This is Bahamian Sunset in the 4:50 at Goodwood. So let's see if we can end the week with more winners. It's been a brilliant week, hasn't it, for us in terms of results. So let's go here with the bets on Saturday. 3:05, Midday in the Nassau Stakes. A small each way in the Stewards Cup at 3:40 on Enact. We're going for the Hannon two-year-old at 4:15, Pausanias. And in the 4:50, a word for Bahamian Sunset. Let's have a profit. It's been a brilliant, glorious Goodwood. Thanks for listening. I'm Carl Harris.